Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Mortgage rates have been dropping and lots of people looking to refinance. What's adverse market fee?
So this is a new thing. If you want to get your loan refinanced by Fannie Mae or Freddie, which are kind of the government-owned, mortgage companies. Anyway, so this kind of all came about last week, and it's going to take effect in September, starting September 1st. So adverse market fee is the extra half of a percentage point that is being added on top of loans that are getting reached. This ends up being about $1,500 on a $300,000 property. And what we're hearing from Fannie and Freddie is that they did it as a hedge in case, you know, we end up getting some mass foreclosures kind of in the midst of the pandemic. Spoke to a pair of local mortgage brokers who, first off, they were both very surprised about this. I think this is something that's kind of unprecedented them to see. One of them said that this is just kind of a ploy just to get a few more bucks out of people. They're trying to process their stuff soon. Apparently, it takes a couple weeks to get your stuff processed with Fannie and Freddie. So chances are, if you didn't get your paperwork in this past Friday, you're going to end up having to pay this extra half a percentage point, the adverse market fee. The bummer thing is they said that these mortgage brokers told us that when you get these sorts of adjustments put into a loan, they never get taken away. So, maybe once this adverse market turns into a market, You're still going to have to pay this fee. So it goes.
Man, there was a massive explosion in Beirut a couple of weeks ago, and Fresno sending hope.
Yeah, well, it's this local company. They have ties to that rescue effort. You know, then that was, of course, a tragic explosion, killed nearly 200 people, injured thousands. So there's this company called Sportsmobile West, and you might have seen their sign. They're right there on the 99 near just south of Fresno. They customize vans. They do it for militaries, for outdoors people. They do it for search and rescue. And basically, they just trick these vans out. Anyway, they sold a bunch of vans to the country of Qatar in 2008 for search and rescue. And the Qatari government, they sent those vans over to Beirut about a week ago, a big cargo plane. And so in that way, there's a Fresno company, Sportsmobile West, that had a hand in that search and rescue effort.
Nicely done. We salute that company. And we salute you for getting up early each Monday, Gabe Dillard, to provide us with up-to-the-minute business news.
Thank you, Tony.
Inside, buddy. Stay inside. Be careful this week, all right? You want more information on these business stories, all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley? Make sure you pick up a copy of the Business Journal. Come out online.